Warrior Sound in San Antonio. I'm Lawrence Scott, and on this Monday in Texas, we saw the arrival of Andrew Bogut back from Australia, the center who was part of the 2015 championship team rejoining the Warriors, and we heard from him in the pregame here in San Antonio.
Part of the NBA circus, I guess. You know, it's obviously there's some injuries, and my plan was I flew in on Friday, found a house on Saturday, was going to kind of buy all the kids kind of toys and safety equipment and baby gates on Monday. And then I got a text from Steve Saturday night, call me ASAP kind of thing, and I'm like, oh. So they organised a flight for me on Sunday, and here I am. So a little tired, but it is what it is.
Does your body know what time it is? How are you?
A little jet lagged, yeah. It takes usually about a week, but, I mean, these guys have been on the road and banged up and tired as well, so no real excuse. Get out there and try my best.
What was it like to see all the guys last night?
I didn't see all of them. The usual suspects like Clay and that just disappeared once we're gone for practice. So, yeah, saw a few guys, Steph, yesterday, but I saw most of the guys today at breakfast, and it was just a surreal feeling. You know, I'm very thankful to have this opportunity again, and it's just very funny the way the world works and the way life goes. You know, I'm very, very thankful for it, and hopefully we can do great things.
Steve was saying that when he talked with you, it was like a matter of just maybe two or three small things, but you know everything else. How do you see your first in applying to this stint?
I just got to try to figure it out on the fly. I haven't had a shoot around. I had the treadmill cardiac test in the morning, so I didn't even get to go to shoot around to walk through all the new plays and the new sets. So a lot of stuff is the same. There hasn't been a whole lot of changes, but there is some new things. And hopefully the guys, especially Draymond, doesn't get too mad at me if I'm in the wrong spot. We'll get it figured out. But defensively, it's pretty similar to when I was here. A little bit more switching, but I'll be ready for it.
When you went back to Australia, did you fully expect to never play another NBA game? Were you content to stay in Australia?
Yeah, definitely. I went back, number one, for family reasons. I didn't want to sign a one-year deal again, like what happened with the Lakers, and get promised that I'm going to be there and then get away midway through the season with now two kids. And my wife had a high-risk pregnancy at the time, so I didn't want to travel back and forth, and I didn't want to be without my kids. So I decided that Australian League needs, you know, a little bit of a boost profile-wise internationally, and it's helped immensely. But this wasn't a situation where I my agent didn't even know that I was talking to Golden State. It wasn't a situation where I said, I want to get back in the league, get me back at all costs. It was more that Golden State reached out, and we kept in touch over the months, and it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. Even my wife said, you'd be crazy to pass it up and you'll regret it. So we'll support you, and they're coming out next week, and it's been good so far.
I know you kind of followed the league closely from afar. How different do you expect it to be? I mean, this league has just kind of rapidly moved up in pace, pick and rolls are up, different big men. I mean, how different do you think this league you're re-entering is?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the analytics has really changed the game the last probably 5 or 10 years, but still basketball at the end of the day. Still got to grab rebounds and set out screens and do what I do, whether it's for a minute or 10, 15, 20 minutes. So the end of the day, that doesn't change. I mean, lineups change, teams try to do some funky stuff and go small. Not a lot of teams go big anymore, so there's obviously a quick format now you got to contend with. But once I'm out there, I'll play to my strengths, which is being physical, setting good screens and getting the Splash Brothers and KD and those guys open as much as I can, and then crashing the boards. And if I don't play, I'm going to be waving a towel and being a good teammate and making sure I'm being positive with the guys.
Everyone who saw you in Australia said you look, you know, kind of slimmer and better. How much better do you feel physically than, you know, maybe your last game with the Lakers?
I think just the weight loss is due to having two kids and stress and not getting much sleep and not eating, you know, your regimented meals when you're supposed to eat them, because you got to get them sorted out first. So it's a balance of that. But, look, it was great for my body. We play one or two games a week, usually on the weekends. One or two road trips a month max, so it's a bit different to what we go through here, and I think my body's thankful for it. So I feel great, and hopefully I can have a good, you know, finish to this season, playoffs and finals.
Are you drawing some confidence from the fact that you have been playing high level basketball and, you know,
you're I'm in shape. I mean, it's going to take a couple of days to just get acclimatized to the time zone and the fit, you know, the difference in speed of the game. I think international basketball is probably just as physical, to be quite honest with you, maybe even if not more, because there's not as great athletes, so it's just much more holding, grabbing and physicality, so I'll be ready for that. But the quickness is something I just got to try to adapt to as soon as possible.
What do you think you can do with some of their younger bigs like Kevon Looney and George Bell as far as mentoring?
Just a defensive end. I mean, that's where, especially the last 5 years of my career, that's where I really really made my money, I guess, as per se, and just teaching them spacing and when to go, when not to go, know who you're guarding, know scouting reports, just try to help them as much as possible. But, I mean, Looney's done a hell of a job compared to when I seen him last, when I played with him when he had the injuries, and he's come a long way and playing a vital role for this team. And Jordan Bell's obviously in and out of the lineup throughout the season, but when he comes in, he brings a lot of energy. So just a matter of being smart defensively and looking for different things that, you know, you might be able to get away with every now and then if you're guarding a good player off the ball.
What do you think about the job the Warriors have done sustaining success since your last year?
Phenomenal job. I mean, they obviously, when I was here, we built the organization to a place where free agents actually considered coming. When I'd first come to Golden State, we were struggling to get, you know, interviews with free agents that weren't even classified as superstars, or just a second tier stars. So, you know, obviously they moved me to get KD, which is a no-brainer. I mean, they freed up some space and got one of the best players in basketball, and it's prolonged their success, and it will continue to do so. But I mean, all that is great, but when you have a guy like Steph Curry, who's two-time MVP and a leader of your team, and he accepts a guy like that into your locker room, that's a pretty special person. So I think they're also very blessed to have, even Clay, I mean, have two stars like that that allow another MVP to come in without a gripe. I'm going to lose touches. What about me? There was none of that, and I think that's why you've seen this franchise be successful.